Spreading the Gospel. It's episode 473 with plugins for auto blogging, SEO for the insane, custom URL shortener, session limitations, Google Photos, guest books, and classic press options, all coming up on WordPress Plugins from A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today, or yesterday, or last week, for that matter. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. I'm John Overall, and with me today is...
Amber Overall.
Absolutely. She's with me for every show now. We're just having a grand old time. All right, this is with great appreciation to the No Agenda Show for their inspiration of ideas and the occasional stolen sound clip.
Squirrel!
This is a value for value show, so get out there, rope them all in. Tell them all about the WP Plugins A to Z show and what great it does for you. So get out there and tell them all about it. You can also catch it live every Thursday at noon on the YouTube channel. The link is in the show notes. Off we go. This is episode 32 of 52 episodes for 2020. It's episode 473, and we are preparing for our AI overlords to come in and take over. Now is the time to find yourself an oasis like the one over at the Rogue's Tavern. Someplace where you can check out from the world and unplug. You need to get away from the AI overlords, man. If they can't find you on the internet, you're safe. We are 32 weeks into 2020 and 21 weeks of the Rona. The new programming is closer than ever to completion. And the news is finding it harder and harder to keep the population scared. They keep having to invent new stuff. But have no fear, WP Plugins A to Z is here to help lift your soul. There is a new narrative about to roll out, and the opportunities because of it have never been better in the world. All you need to do is grab them while they're in front of you. Be sure to stock some stuff up along the way for the rough times ahead, though. Things you can do that will help your soul: minimize your M5M news exposure, mainstream media for those of you not in the know. Work on your own little part of the world to make it a little better place to be. Inspire others around you to do the same. Don't worry about the things you cannot control. Stop accepting and doing things that are not in your best interest. Work in your best interest while at the same time respecting and helping others. The rewards will follow. All right, so off we go.
Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop on that.
iPhone, shmy phone. The way I see it, the only good phone's a landline, and the phone should be made out of Bakelite.
That's right, everybody. Time for tech news. John, do we have tech news?
Oh, absolutely. But before we jump into the tech news, I want to remind everyone, there will be no show next week on August 20th, 2020, mainly because, well, life has been busy. I've got a lot on my plate, so we're going to be skipping the show, going to be taking a week off for some personal time to take care of some personal things. If any of you producers out there feel the urge to have a show out there and you want to create one for me, it can be a short pre-recorded review. Even a best of show, if you want to go back through this back catalog of shows, you know, there's 472 of them there. You can find something there, send it to me in an MP3 format. Hey, I'll happily set it up to autoplay and even autoplay on the YouTube channel for you. Be happy to get it all done. But with all of that, remember, we just won't be here next week. Okay, this is the news. What do we got first? First off, we've got an article from WP Notify, and this one here, not WP, WP WordPress Tavern, and it's about WP Notify, the silver bullet WordPress needs to end the admin notification spam. This is a pretty interesting article about the notification spam, and if you've been around WordPress for any length of time, you will know what notification spam is. That is when you log into your dashboard and you got 2, 5, 10, 20, 30, depends on how many plugins you have and other stuff. All these notifications for updates or ads or buy this premium service or that, and it comes from all the plugins. Now, while I don't disagree with it, there's an awful lot of it, and it really needs to get cleaned up. This is an article discussing some of the ways they're looking to make it easier to clean all that up. You might want to go check this article out if you haven't.
I did read that. I haven't really been able to figure out much about this. Like, I haven't really gone to check out the admin page or the notification pages.
So there is no notification page.
It's okay.
When you're logged into the WordPress dashboard, you'll see those little boxes up there with a little tick to make them go away.
Oh, those things.
Those are admin notifications. Yes, those things.
Oh, okay. Now I'm more understanding why there's so much crankiness about this.
Yes, and some of them you tick them away and they don't go away.
No, they don't.
Every time you reload the page, it comes right back. It's like, no, I told it to go away. So yeah, hopefully that gets straightened out. It's just gotten worse in the last 3 or 4 years. It's gotten way worse than it ever was.
Pushing the envelope to try to get their business out?
That's pretty much it. All right, the next one here, this is another one that I sort of disagree with what they've done. I don't disagree with what Astra has done. Astra's main free theme was suspended for a brief time. This was just shortly after it hit 1 million downloads. Coincidence? I think not. Oh, I wish I had that jingle. At any rate, this is, Astra was pushing the envelope a little bit with affiliate links. They didn't actually have actual affiliate links in there. And what they were doing was they were injecting affiliate link. If someone clicked the link to go to this thing through their theme system, it would automatically inject their affiliate link so they would get credit for the referral. I can't fully disagree with it, but at the same time, it was kind of, they should have at least had it in full notification to people about what it was. The biggest thing in there, of course, is the fact that it's just coincidental. And of course, they had enough pull and power that they were able to get themselves reinstated back in there with limitations. So an interesting article, an interesting take on things, something you may want to go check out.
So according to this article, there's rules about the making affiliate links?
Oh yeah, there's all kinds of rules. It's the reason I'm banned from WordPress.com. Or not .com, .org. I am banned from WordPress.org. They banned me. I'm not allowed to go there anymore.
I think because I'm just finding the whole idea kind of confusing. You're not allowed to put any links into
Well, you're allowed to put links in there, but they're not allowed to have affiliate links in their free theme.
Why?
Because they make money off affiliate links, and the theme is supposed to be free. I don't ask me that. Some of it's really confusing, and WordPress.org rules around this, the theme rules, the plugin rules, the linking rules, the forum rules. They've got all these guidelines, and they don't always make the guidelines crystal clear. And even when you follow their guidelines, and you tell them you follow in their guidelines, what they do is they ban you anyway, and then they go change the guidelines. I have proof of that. There's a big, long discussion about how I got banned, and the proof about how they changed the rules because of me.
Huh.
Okay? So it's like, I know it was because I grabbed the rules and copied them and screenshotted them. And then after they banned me, the rules were changed. So they won't admit I was the reason, but coincidence? I think not.
Absolute power corrupts.
Well, that's what they say. All right, so let's move along here. WordPress 5.5 drop. For those of you who don't know, those of you who updated, I'm sorry. You should really wait. Anytime there's a major update, like a major point update, like from 5.4 to 5.5 or 5.3 to 5.4, never update immediately. Always wait till 5.5.1 comes out or 4.0 or whatever, the point one. Always wait until they fix the bugs. Let everyone else find out what is wrong, because there is stuff wrong with this one here. And while the first couple articles here talk about all the good stuff in it, there's one from BlogAid. Mayanna's got a really good rundown of what's new in 5.5. She praises it to no end, which she loves it. She's all into Gutenberg, and more power to her. but this is, it's really a good article. It talks about all the things. There's a couple of really cool things in it, I find. One is the zip file plugin updates. This is going to be easier for those of you using premium plugins, say from Code Canyon, where you have to go download your zip file of the premium plugin to then upload it to the site. You used to have to do that via FTP. Now you can then directly upload the FTP or the zip file and it will do the update for you. It will no longer go, I can't do that because that directory already exists. It just overwrites it like it should. So that's a good thing. They do some good things every time they upload. They created the XML sitemaps for those that out there that don't have an SEO plugin with sitemaps and more. Go check that article out. And then there's another article real briefly here from iThemes.com. And iThemes.com then goes into the top 20 new features and improvements.
Yeah, there's a lot of new things. I can't help but wonder how many of these are actually going to work.
Well, that's the hard thing. Some work, some won't. You don't know until you actually need them.
It's kind of irritating. I've already noticed a couple of plugins that you can't download them and you can't use them until you either update them or until you update up to 5.5.
Yeah, we'll be talking about those in a minute or two, I think.
Yeah.
All right, so, and then one more article from Yoast about 5.5 and five things you need to know about it. It's improvements to the block editor, edit images online, automated update for, oh, that's the other thing, the automated updates for plugins. This is another one that, while I sort of agree with it, I really recommend you do not do this, mainly because, as we discovered on one of my sites, we went to update plugins in there, and two of the plugins broke the website when they were updated. And so if that happens when it does auto updates, you have no clue what updated and broke your website. So that's why you got to be aware of problems with updating plugins. So
I wonder, if you enable that, do you think they'll also give you the option to disable it?
Well, no, it's automatically disabled. Fortunately, this wasn't something they stuffed down our throats. They actually gave people the option on this. Unlike when they first introduced the WordPress core updates, they'd stuffed it down people's throats till they disabled the major updates and then continued to stuff the point updates down our throats.
No, I'm wondering if you enable it.
Oh yeah,
can you disable it later?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
It's got an on-off switch.
Excellent.
All right, and now we get into the joys of it all. 5.5 is breaking plugins and themes. And this is a really good article from Naja Tech News. Okay, Naja Tech News. My enunciations are way off. At any rate, really good article here talking about plugins and themes that are being broken in WordPress. And there's a fair number of them. And I caught a fair amount out there in my Facebook forums and a few other places within hours of it being dropped. All kinds of people. This is broke. That is broke. It broke this. Now this ain't working. I saved this. It all deleted. It's like all kinds of problems, which happens probably 50 to 60% of the time when they do a major point update, is it breaks all kinds of things, which is why you always wait until after the point version or the fixes come out at 5.5.1 minimal. All right, and then a last article here from Theme Punch talking about their own plugins that if you've updated to 5.5, do not save any projects in Slider Revolution or Essential Grid until updating to version 6.2 and 3.0. In other words, Slider Revolution, which is a very popular plugin for creating sliders, photo sliders. I use it a lot, lots of places. Essential Grid, not so much. But Slider Revolution, actually, yes, if you save projects, they will be deleted. When you try to save them, you lose data, all kinds of problems. So keep this in mind. There's just lots of places out there.
I don't think there's really anything more to add to that one.
Okay. All right. Well, that's all we got for the news. So let's rock and roll it on out of here into the donor support section of the show. This is a show that doesn't work without you, the producers. as it is a value for value model, meaning if you're getting any value out of it, then give some value back. And this is the segment I like to acknowledge the donors and supporters of the show. Get them as upfront as possible to the beginning of the show. And this week here, I want to talk about, first off, the artwork for this week's show comes from Angel Lemieux over at Koa Digital. It's a really cool, old-fashioned typewriter. It looks like close to something that I learned to type on when I was a kid. Yeah, I'm kind of dating myself there. At any rate, it's a really great-looking picture, hence spreading the gospel of the world. Typewriter was the main source of that for eons. So if you're looking at the live stream of it, you'll get preview of this week's artwork before the show goes live. So a big thank you out there, and if you'd like to produce submit artwork, just go to wppluginsaz.com/artgenerator to submit your artwork. So a big thank you out there to producers who came in under $50, those who have set up weekly subscriptions, they remain anonymous, and I thank you very much. And we also like to acknowledge anyone who donates $50 or more is acknowledged here with reading out of their note. Haven't had one of those in a while, so if you're feeling kind of wealthy there, toss us some money, man. That's one of the things we need. What do we need?
We just need cash. I know a lot of people want to send blankets or water. Just send your cash.
Absolutely. Just send your cash on over to us. You know, the money that we get right now comes from small donations, little bits and pieces. Doesn't put a dime in my pocket, and it doesn't even cover the expenses of the show, the server resources, etc. But it is appreciated. Thank you very much. And there's a couple of small subscriptions out there. You know who you are. Thank you very much. And there's even a Patreon, a subscriber out there still hanging on. A big thank you, though, to those who have hired me after listening to the show or have started to use the johnoverall.com hosting services. That is as good as donating to the show, and thank you very much. And if you make mention of that during the work, I'll be happy to shout you out on the show, but I generally don't shout out my clients just because it's not proper business etiquette to holler out your clients.
It's just not polite.
Okay, and if you want to support the show, you can do that. Of course, donate money to the show. Submit artwork at the WP Plugins Art Generator. Submit articles, news, and information. Submit plugin suggestions for reviews. We can use all that information. It'll make our job easier each week of producing the show. You can also create the monthly donation, as I mentioned, over at Patreon. Okay, well, I guess this is where we head into the part where everyone shows up for the show just for this component alone. Well, not that one. This one. All right, so off we go into the meat and potatoes of the show. First off, classic press options. Again, this week, nothing. I haven't had time for classic press at all. It's been several weeks since I've been able to do anything with classic press. I've just had project after project after project in WordPress. So classic press is off to the side right now. I'm not going to force Classic Press into my clients, and it's just another bit of a learning curve and changing out a fair number of plugins I'm not ready to do just yet. So I still have some of the information on, a lot of the information basic on Classic Press, the club, the forums, Code Potence website, and more. Just go check out the show notes for all those links. If you are a Classic Press listener, please provide me some content that I can use in this segment of the show. I will happily fill this segment out and make it more worthy of you. So please help us all out. Okay, WordPress plugins. First one I've got here right out the gate for you is WP Pocket URLs. Now, this is a brand new plugin. All the plugins I've got for you today are brand new plugins, hot off the presses over at WP or WordPress plugin or WordPress.org/plugin/browse/new. Link is in the show notes for that. This is where the only place you can find out what are the most recently released plugins on the WordPress.org website in the plugin repository. These plugins are usually less than a month old, usually less than having 10 downloads and installs on them, and you might want to check them out. You can often find some really beautiful gems here, some great plugins. This one here is one of those. It is WP Pocket URLs. And what it is basically is it's a URL shortener. And it's similar in vein to Pretty Links Pro, in that it creates a URL shortener based upon your website URL. So what they're pushing it as is a way to shorten up your links for affiliate links to make them look like your own URL and their affiliate links. I use Pretty Links for that because I bought a license for that years ago. But this is a really great looking one. It's a free plugin with a pro version that can help you out. And it's got lots of useful options in here to set up your URLs for shortening up. And you can use it for more than just your links for affiliates. You can use it for other links to other websites, or maybe you've created a page or a post that has a ridiculously long link in it, and you need to shorten it down to something simple, such as wppluginsa.com/donate, whereas the actual URL is a little different than that. But you want to shorten these things down. So that's how this one can help you out. Really great plugin, something useful. Go check it out. I give it a 4 dragon rating.
And, excuse me, the first one I've got is Squirrely SEO 2020. I looked at this one specifically because of the name. Between the dog on Up and No Agenda squirrel clip, anything with the word squirrel just kind of catches me now.
Squirrel!
Yeah. So this is an SEO tools plugin that's open sourced, AI-based, and SEO enhancer. Its goal is to get you into the top 10 listings of Google. It's a freemium version, though it's really close to what you get for the paid SEO version from what I could tell. It's designed for people like me who are kind of really overwhelmed by all the jargon at first glance. So it's very simple, very easy to put it in. Like when I first plugged it in, as soon as you activate, it takes you to its own page. It's got a lot of different sections in its own page. It's really cool. And it immediately gives you goals. I decided to go through and actually finish some of these goals. I initially had 5 tasks, and as soon as I started going through them, it not only tells you what the goal is, like goal 1 for me was add a focus page. I didn't really know what a focus page was. I clicked on the show me button, and it actually tells you what the focus page is, why you need it, how to use it, and it gives you quite a few focus page options. You choose from all the posts and pages and everything on your page, and you get to choose what you want your site to be focused on. There's also a research page, which is really cool. It tells you about the different things you can do and why you should do them, how they help, and how they wouldn't help if you chose not to do them. The only drawback I could really find on it was that I couldn't really tell what more they offer in the paid SEO version versus the free version. It just kept repeating, like, do you get the free version on WordPress? So I'm not really sure what the difference is. The SEO version seems like it has a lot of good things to it. It's about $20, but the free version, I think it has the same SEO. I don't know. I couldn't really tell. I do rate it 5 because as much as I used it for that little bit, it seems really awesome. I'll have to check back in a few months on this because I don't know. It depends on how it goes throughout the time. But for now, it's 5 dragons. We'll see you in a few months.
Oh my God, that is amazing!
Just had to do that.
Thanks, Dad.
Okay, so the next one I've got for you here is called CWO Photo. This is a plugin that will help you if you are a Google Photo user. I'm sorry, first off, but if you are a Google Photo user and you're letting them control your data, well, this is a way to maybe pull some of that data back into your website. And what this plugin does for you is you go create your Google credentials, set them up in the plugin, and it allows you to pull over your photos from Google Photos. Now, I remember they used to have a great photo program once upon a time. I don't remember what it was called now. But it was fantastic, and they bought it from somebody who built it into the most amazing tool. Then Google bought it and killed it. Really pissed me off. I used it for years until it was destroyed sometime in the mid-2000s. At any rate, sidetrack. This one here looks like it'll do a great job for those of you using Google Photos. Allow you to display the photos on your website using short codes in either a carousel format or in a grid format. But a great way if you're using Google Photos to bring them over to your website in one smooth section. And of course, you know, a plugin that's this useful, well, I guess I got to give it a 4 Dragon rating. Go check it out. It's CWO Photo. And of course, as I said, it is a brand new plugin, hot off the presses. So their instructions are a little vague at the moment, but they do have a website set up with all the information that really helps you out with setting it up. So go check it out, CWO Photo, and I give it a 4 Dragon rating.
Next one I have is RSS Aggregator by Feedzy, powerful WP auto blogging and news aggregator.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah. So this plugin is all about RSS feeds. It helps you to grab up the RSS of blogs, content, news, everything under the sun, it seems, and it chucks it up on your site for you automatically. This claims to help your SEO ratings and offers you an unlimited number of RSS feeds to choose from and publishes it all within minutes of grabbing it. So it seems pretty nifty if that's the kind of thing that you need up on your site. I plugged it in and funny enough, it automatically brought me to its support page where it tries to upsell you. Guess it means they're not shy about trying to upsell their own business. Make some good salesmen, I guess.
Yep, good salesmen.
The settings are very few, but they make sense. And it's easy enough to add the feeds. I mean, even I understand what it means when it says add URLs here. So I added them in. It does give a warning about when there's a lot of feeds mashed together, they may not work quite as expected, which it kind of makes sense to me. It seems all right. Like, I tried putting in one of my favorite sites, mysteriouspackage.com, because they're always coming out with different ads and offers and things, but I couldn't preview it. I don't know if that's normal for this kind of plugin. And I don't know, maybe if I'm just missing something, but I couldn't figure out how to preview it, which means I don't really know what it looks like. I don't really know if it's working, which is kind of irritating. I mean, what if you are working on a site that's not supposed to go live for another month or so? How are you supposed to know if this is actually working the way it's supposed to? But because I couldn't view it or anything like that, I just rated it 3 Dragons.
Well, that's drag. But anyway, it's RSS feeds. This sounds like, to me, an RSS, just the RSS aggregators of old time. If you've been around for any length of time, like some of us have in the internet, RSS feeds were a big major thing for many years until they worked hard to kill them. But in case you are an RSS feed user, then you already know that every WordPress site has RSS feed for every segment of the WordPress website. All you got to do is add RSS after the URL to anything to get the feed. So it can be useful. This could be a useful tool. I used something like this years ago to help build up my business and promote other people's content in the process. Does sound like something that might be checkoutable, but from the problems that it does have, yeah, you may think twice about it. Okay, the next one I have for you here is called Limit Login Session. This is another brand new hot off the presses plugin, and initially I was caught up in the idea of it because it's a really great idea of a plugin. I used something similar on a membership site I've built out for a client. And what this one does, this limits the number of sessions someone can log into their account on your website. And the number of sessions is meant by, if you don't understand the sessions, what the sessions are is if you say you're on your one computer and you log in with Chrome, Firefox, and Google and Microsoft Edge, that's 3 different sessions. Because each browser creates a session to the site. Or if they have multiple devices, meaning their computer, their laptop, their phone, their work computer, whatever, that's another sessions. Well, where this plugin I thought would come in real handy is that if you're running a membership site and you want to limit them handing out the credentials to their buddies, maybe you've got a training session site or training site with lots of specialized training and stuff on it, and every time they log in, that's a session. But if their buddies are somewhere out there they want to give their key out. They can't. They want to log in. They could end up with another one. That's another session. Well, this one here could limit the number of sessions from one to however many you want, limiting the number of devices that can be logged in at the same time. That's the key, is logged in at the same time. The problem I found is that it tells people, oh, you've reached your limit of sessions, but it doesn't give a way to eliminate all the sessions that are already there. Meaning there's a lot of people out there that log into websites. They'll log in from their computer, a public computer, their buddy's computer, their mom's computer, all these computers, but they will forget to log out. And WordPress sets a session key that lasts for 2 weeks. So it takes 2 weeks for that session key to expire. So what it would need is some way to say, oh, I've hit my sessions and I'm nowhere near another computer. I can clear my sessions or log out. They should have a way to dump all the sessions, is what would be a really good and useful feature in this. Other than that, it does look like it has a lot of promise for the future. But as it is a brand new plugin, that's always a kind of nice thing to see. So go check this one out. It could be something you could use. And if you're good into code writing, maybe you could add to it and make it do what you want it to do. It's called Limit Login Session. And in its current state, I give it a 3 Dragon rating.
That seems like it could be a really useful one.
Yeah, oh, it could be very useful. It just doesn't quite have all the necessary bells and whistles in it yet.
So the last one I've got is a guest book. It's called Gual Guestbook. I think Gual. Looks like Gual.
Get rid of the G and just call it Wally.
So this one is actually quite beautiful. I tested it out. It shows up as a widget once you plug it in and activate it. It's really actually a neat idea. I've never seen a virtual guestbook before. I love guest books. Every time I go to any kind of function where there's a guest book, I always leave a funny little statement. They're saying is, don't use your comment section the wrong way. Install Gual Guestbook and have a real guest book. Which got me thinking. I wonder how many people use their comment section as a guest book, or how many people use the comment section as a guest book for sites. That would be kind of irritating in the long run, really. So for this, once I plugged it in, I went into its settings. I noticed it has a lot of protection against spammers, which is bloody brilliant, I think. I remember that news thing that we went over last week or week before. It was about one of the plugins that hadn't had enough spam protection. And there was hackers who were like putting in a picture with stuff in it. Because of the protections on this, people can't do that. It's very well made, actually. They do have... Oh, sorry. I'm getting lost in my own notes here. They do pre-fill certain things for you, like how the creator has a right to go over every comment and decide whether or not to publish. It's very professional, but they do give you the option to change it up a wee bit. I had fun tweaking those. You can set it up to get notifications via email, set up your users to have particular functions, and there's even a debugger page on this. Also, something I've never seen before, there's an uninstall option on the settings page. It warns you that by uninstalling, you will lose every entry ever made and that it can never be undone, that you should make a backup first. I always just figured the only way to uninstall a plugin was to simply go to plugins and delete it. It's a neat function I've never seen before. It seems kind of thoughtful and rather polite of them. They also offer a block list and a custom anti-spam question if you so desire. It seems like a lot of thought went into making this, and it seems like they really worked hard to make it so that people can't just hack in there and you don't end up with just spammers all the time. I really like this. I definitely recommend it if you have a site where a guestbook could be useful. And one of the best things about it, it's totally free. You get what you see with this. I rate it 5.
That's sounds like a pretty interesting plugin. Thinking of that one thing of the uninstall button or click or box in there, you'll see it as you get exposed to more and more plugins. It's in a lot of plugins.
Really?
It's considered proper protocol when you create a plugin to have an uninstall function that removes all the data the plugin creates. So for those that install something, play with it and go, okay, this is not for me, and they want it removed, they don't want a bunch of junk left behind. But about 70% of the plugins leave behind a bunch of junk that impacts your database and slows down your database over time. So it's good that they are following the proper protocols.
That's interesting. I know I've looked at least at 100 plugins minimum at this point, and it's the first time I've seen that.
Yeah, some do, some don't. It's a hit and miss kind of thing. I find it about 10 to 20% of the plugins have the checkbox or some such feature that you can uninstall from within the plugin. Most of them just have the uninstall feature from the plugins page. And about half those ones that uninstall that way remove all their data. The other half leave behind all the crap they added. So.
Hmm.
All right. Well, this show currently brought to you by... Are you tired of the same old web hosting? Not having the resources you need to run your website properly? Having a lack of control? Then you need johnoverall.com web hosting, providing you with all the resources you need to smoothly run your WordPress website or ClassicPress website. With strict limits on the number of clients allowed per server, johnoverall.com provides high quality, fast server performance. Visit johnoverall.com for web hosting that won't slow you down. Absolutely. For high quality web hosting, I provide nothing but the best, and I recently brought a new server online, which means I have accounts available right now. They are exclusive, and I vet every client that gets hosted on my servers to ensure that I only get quality clients on my servers. I won't let anyone just sign up and go. So that way it ensures servers always perform at their best. So reach out to me at johnoverall.com. I'll be happy to help you out. All right. We don't have any listener feedback this week, although I would love some. It would be nice to see some emails and stuff. Hey, it's going to be 2 weeks before we're back. Plenty of time for you to get those emails into us or send in other stuff to make sure that we're up to date with what's happening in your lives. Let us know what you think, feel, the good, the bad, the ugly. We take it all, and we will more than happily publish it all. We might comment on it, so be prepared for that if it's really bad, especially if it's bad, because I've got some bad stuff going back years, and it was really entertaining to comment on it. At any rate, we got no other feedback for you, no questions, nothing. So we're going to dive to the next item, which is a contest. Our contests are powered by the Simple Giveaways plugin. These guys were kind enough to provide us with the premium version of their plugin to run our contest. I've been using this plugin since it was brand new about 4 years ago, give or take. And it has done nothing but get better over the years. So go check them out, Simple Giveaways. We are giving away a subscription right now for Shoutworks. You want to find out a bit more about Shoutworks? Listen to the interview with Christian Petroski to find out what they have to say and what Shoutworks does for you. It creates an app for you that runs on the Alexa machine that allows your website and other bits and pieces to be turned into an Alexa skill. In other words, people can holler out Alexa keywords and get your actions on your website. Great for those that are running e-commerce stores and more. We are giving away a free for life Shoutworks standard account. This is probably worth a lot of money. I don't have a value on it here written down, but I imagine it's quite valuable. So go check it out. It's a free for life standard account. Everything you need. All right, so go check it out. Simply go to wppluginsa-z.com/contest to sign up for the contest. And the contest is running now through till the end of August. And we'll let you know the final date next week because for some reason it's not in my notes. And I'll have to make sure that gets there. All right, that's pretty much it. Closing out this episode, I covered up the following plugins. The WP Pocket URLs, which I gave a 4 to. The CWO photo, which I gave a 4 to, and the limit login sessions, which I gave a 3 to.
And I covered the Squirrely SEO 2020, that I gave that a 5. The RSS aggregator by Feedzy, powerful WP auto blogging and news aggregator. I'm impressed I can say without tripping over my tongue. I gave that one a 3. And the Gual guestbook, which I also gave a 5 to.
All right. And a couple of quick reminders. Remember, send some stuff over. Let us know how Amber's doing. I haven't seen any emails yet. Maybe you guys haven't even noticed she's here and you just think that's me changing and throwing my voice.
It
could be.
You still talk the most, so.
Yeah, well, I don't know how to shut up. All right. Well, it looks like the meetup in August has been canceled. That's for sure. It's not going to happen. We're going to be looking at one for September. I will apprise you all as soon as it's going to happen. It will be a very nice, wonderful meetup. So look forward to that. And as mentioned, there is the interview out with Christian from Shoutworks. Go check that interview out. Links in the show notes, or just go to WPPluginsA2Z.com. Click the link on the front page. If you want to be interviewed, simply go to WPPluginsA2Z.com/interview to be interviewed on the show. And finally, don't forget, you can go check out all that I'm doing over at TheRoguesTavern.com, your oasis in the desert. That's pretty much all we got for you here. So let's dive into it. Is tequila. Oh, we gotta have the hat. Need the hat for the tequila. There you go. Tequila time. Gotta take the hat off, have a tequila shot, and let my girl take us on out of here.
Reminders for the show. All show notes can be found at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to WPPluginsA2Z.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page using WPPluginsA2Z.com/Facebook. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Follow the show on Twitter at WPPluginsA2Z. John can also be reached at his website, johnoverall.com, or email him directly, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.